for the love for the first time. I never seen love like this before.
In Lusaka. Feel the power. Power. 1.3 FM. Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a pretty darling lover. Tiene tu no cara con la cumba. No, no. I wanna show you true love.
That just means Z and Apple.
Oh, yeah.
Power FM 91.3 K.
Stacy. I love that baby. And we come, Kuno. It should be your Zab and the Cobra La Queen. And you are listening to Power FM 91.3.
Feel the power.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association has called on government to expand solar projects across the country. A technology expert has raised serious concerns about Zambia's deteriorating internet connectivity. People with disabilities in Namibia are still shut out of jobs. That's in international news. In sports news, Zanaco has entered the race to sign Atletico Lusaka forward Benjamin Chisala.
And now, Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, ZANAMAKA, has held the commissioning of a 100-megawatt solar plant in Chisamba by President Hakainde Hichilema as a significant milestone for Zambia's energy landscape and economic development. The president is scheduled to officially launch the solar facility today. ZANAMAKA President Mopila Kamea emphasized that this innovative solar plant is expected to deliver numerous benefits to various sectors of the economy, particularly for the over 6 million workers engaged in the informal economy. This includes marketeers, small-scale farmers, traders, bus and taxi drivers, as well as small to medium enterprises, SMEs. Mr. Kamea noted that the introduction of reliable and clean energy is crucial for the operations of marketeers and small businesses. He said with affordable energy solutions, informal economy operators can expect to reduce their operational cost, enhance productivity and improve their competitiveness in the market. In light of the substantial advantages posed by this solar plant, Mr. Kamea has appealed to the government through the Ministry of Energy to expedite the installation of similar solar facilities across all 10 provinces. He stressed that addressing the power deficit should be a priority as reliable energy is essential for stimulating economic growth, promoting job creation and ensuring sustainable development in Zambia. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has welcomed Zambia's continued participation in the African Continental Free Trade Area, AfCFTA, a landmark initiative aimed at boosting intra-African trade, industrialization, and sustainable development. ZACA Executive Secretary Duba Sakala stressed the enormous potential AfCFTA holds in improving access to a wider range of goods and services, promoting competition and expanding economic opportunities across the continent. However, Sakala also cautioned that the benefits of AfCFTA will only be fully realized if implementation is inclusive, transparent and prioritizes the welfare of ordinary Zambians. He said consumers will benefit from an increased variety of goods and services as trade barriers are removed, potentially lowering the cost of essential commodities. Mr. Sakala further said AfCFTA can help create decent jobs, especially for youth and women, while reducing reliance on imported goods, adding that Zambian small and medium enterprises, SMEs, stand to access new markets beyond national borders, improving incomes and livelihoods. He has also urged governments to invest in domestic production and value addition to ensure that Zambian industries benefit from AfCFTA rather than being sidelined. Technology expert Brian Kashiwa has raised serious concerns about Zambia's deteriorating internet connectivity, warning that it is hampering productivity and frustrating users across the country. In an interview, Mr. Kashiwa noted that unstable internet connections are causing even simple online tasks to take significantly longer. He also highlighted the poor quality of both internet and voice call services being delivered by providers. Mr. Kashiwa urged the government to take a more active role by engaging directly with the network operators to tackle these challenges. He pointed out that the rapid increase in internet users is likely overwhelming Zambia's outdated infrastructure, which has not kept pace with growing demand. Mr. Kashiwa called on service providers to urgently expand and upgrade their networks to meeting the rising user demands.
With the recent issues that we've been facing, internet connectivity has been fluctuating from bad to good to bad sometimes, and sometimes to even worse. And you see the impact that has actually brought. Work that can actually be done in a space of 5 minutes, you end up, you do it in 15 minutes because of bad internet connectivity. And not to finger point on some of the network providers, but their service delivery has actually been bad where internet is concerned, as well as also transcending to calls themselves. But when you look at the intervention that the government is actually doing to make sure that there is fair liability in this, and also just giving a competitive edge towards the providing of internet, I think the government can actually do more. There's need for the government to engage these service providers directly and ask them what the problem is. Maybe it's because the population has actually gone high, the number of people who need internet has gone high, while these service providers keep on using infrastructure that they had. But now the population for internet users has gone to 5 million. It's only right that you also increase the infrastructure to make sure that people can access that particular without problems.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has clarified that scrap metal trading does not directly contribute